This is Tiggle Bitties out with my friend who is drunk, and she does not have a verified username yet, but she's going to. It's going to be, what is it going to be?
I don't know. Something with tootsies. I just went to my first male strip club, and it was the strangest experience of my life. And I have been very high in my life, and that was not what I thought it would be at all.
Okay, so we went to a strip club where it's women downstairs and men upstairs. And they were very rude about us sitting watching the women. So we went upstairs to watch the men. And it was a clusterfuck.
Balls flapping. Like balls flapping.
Everybody kept putting their balls on top of...
flapping and flapping and flapping.
They kept putting their balls on top of my head.
And
which
my boobs.
I did not appreciate because I do not want to wear balls as a hat.
If I'm not going to have balls in my face, I'll just go home. Like, I'm not going to pay money to go somewhere in Wisconsin. And have balls in my face.
And then we also feel that they need to rethink some of their costume choices.
Yes. This one guy was this one African-American.
Which we have no problem with.
Was a soldier with a gun pointed in our faces during half of his dance. And I was like, this isn't doing it for me.
We need to break the racial stereotypes, and having you come out and point a gun in all of our faces doesn't help. It doesn't help the cause. It's not sexy. We also felt like they should take a poll from women of what we would consider sexy for dancers to do.
A gun pointed in my face is not too hot. There was also a man that was like a Roxy boxer, which I give him, Rocky Boxer, which I give him points. Like, that was creative, but like,
no, it was,
that was not sexy. He was fake punching the punching bag
and then humping the punching
bag. And then he asked me to take his gloves off, and I was
but she thought he wanted her to hold his glove. So she was like holding his hand.
I'm like, you want me to take your glove? You hold your hands?
You want me to hold your glove?
And he was like, no, I want you to take my gloves off. And I was like, okay.
That's not sexy.
And I was like, not sexy. Like, you punching, this was not sexy.
She just dropped
like anything
grilled
involving
cheese.
Like
boxing,
hostility, and like fighting in my face is like not attractive.
If he would have,
there was a cowboy.
If he would have had somebody like pull the robe off really slowly, like undo the tie on the robe, maybe slowly slip it off because it's all silky. But no, he was like, pull my gloves off, bitch.
Yeah, it was like Rocky for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm uncomfortable.
And then we were like, Adrian, it's not sexy. He's
like punching my face.
Yeah, and then he was punching in her face and then humping the, yeah, it was not good.
And like dicks flapping around.
Cowboys are always a success.
I'm chewing a
grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese now.
At 2:38 in the morning. I'm sober and driving, which probably should not be recording and driving.
I had a couple drinks, but it was not enough. We're in Wisconsin.
Yeah, we're in the middle of nowhere. We felt like we were having this conversation, so we felt like it was a good time to record this very candid conversation about male strippers. In case anybody wanted some insight into the female mind, now you have it.
Don't put a gun in my face. Don't put like
boxing gloves
in my face. Don't put your balls in my face, like in general.
Like,
don't put your fucking balls. I don't care if they're fucking shaved or not. Like, balls are balls, and like, that's gross.
Balls are okay in the right context,
no,
but not
balls
like.
Balls are gross.
No, it's just not okay to randomly. You need to work up to that.
Balls are okay if they're like just there in the background, but like, if balls are like in your face. Like,
they're the main course.
No, that's wrong.
That's not okay.
No,
that's
cool and unusual.
I feel like they just don't try to even seduce people.
No, it's just like, flap, 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 my dick in your face.
Flap my dick in your face.
Flap my dick in your face.
Flap my dick. to the tune of, what is that, growing
pain? Flap, 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 flap.
Come on, I got
my dick in your face.
No, that's Three's
Company.
My dick
is waiting for you.
That's Three's Company.
Do, 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 do. Dick's Company too.
Oh my god. Put my dick in your face.
Put my dick in your face.
Am I not?
My dick is waiting for you.
I'm gonna pee my pants. That was another thing. I've been holding my pee because downstairs.
No one wants to pee in a strip club.
Downstairs is where all the strippers were peeing, and we got some up close and personal views of those ladies' nether region.
Gross.
And I don't want to be sharing a toilet. No offense. I love strippers.
50% of people in America have chlamydia, and 1/3 have, blanking now that I'm on recording.
I feel like
HPV.
I feel like you're Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Something else.
Bill Nye the Science Guy. What other costumes? There was a Michael Jackson.
Yeah, there's a cowboy.
Fireman.
And it was okay.
But he had a real axe that kept scaring her because he would drop it.
He had a real axe, and when he like slammed it on the floor, it like slammed on the floor.
It like vibrated the whole stage.
It was not a good feeling.
Having somebody swing an axe at you, also
not sexy.
Not on the not sexy list. That has made the not sexy prop list. Maybe if it's like a rubber axe and he could be like pretending
what
it was his dog and it would be.
See was like a sexy tattooed man like walking his dog.
On stage?
Yeah.
Like stripping while he walks his dog. What about a fake dog?
Yeah.
And you'd just be sitting there petting it like, I'm so cuddly and sweet.
I love you so much, baby.
No, our panties would drop. We would be like, take me.
I didn't see construction worker. I would have liked to see that. I like that.
We like construction workers.
I didn't.
We like the tradesmen.
I would have loved to have been arrested.
Well, that would have been hot because he could have come out with a flashlight, been like,
yeah.
There's some dirty girls that need to
be. I
gotta
report some trouble, some scandalous ladies. I don't know, something like that.
And then shine the flashlight in our boobs. Be like, oh, what's this we have here? Contraband.
Yeah.
You're smuggling melons.
And like rubbed our butts a little bit.
Rubbed our butts.
What else would it be good?
And then we would be like, officer, is there something in your pocket?
Yeah.
Is that your baton? Oh, a baton! That would be a perfect prop. Why? We need to start planning these things for them. The female strippers don't even have props, so that sucks.
No, well, this was sad.
Well, I think people now have seen Magic Mike and they assume that that's what a male strip club's going to be like.
The first 2 minutes of this experience was Magic Mike.
Except in Wisconsin. So not like Vegas and Channing Tatum.
No, but like the first 2 minutes were good. It was like a dance performance with costumes.
Choreography?
Yeah. And then it totally was not that.
And the first guy that went was extremely sweaty and insisted on rubbing his face all over us. Very sweaty
that one,
face.
That one guy just like long haired.
That was one of the waiters. The waiters get to like sort of strip too. And there was a really rude, really
like
pushy.
He just knew I did not like him and it was mutual and it was uncomfortable.
He was not nice. There were nice people there. I may or may not have been the only person that got a lap dance.
Well, I wanted to do yes, looky, no touchy, and then this guy was like, douche, and he was like, yes, touchy, and I was like,
no.
I was like, fuck off.
So you're like, no touchy. So then after the male show ended, we went downstairs. And we were allowed to sit in the female strip club.
Yeah.
But we were not allowed at first to sit with men.
That lasted like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I sat with a lot of men. And they gave me money to give girls money. That was nice.
That's very nice. And they were buying drinks. And none of them were being like pushy sleep with me. It was just like very friendly.
I had a couple smokes outside and everyone was nice to me.
I know. It was actually a really nice group of people. We met a super sweet stripper that had a Harley Quinn tattoo, which was super badass. And she worked a pole like it was going out of style. Oh my God. She climbed all the way up to the ceiling, which was insanely high, yeah. And then turned upside down and slid.
It was like a story and a half.
And then, yeah, and then slid all the way down and stopped right before she hit her face. I had a panic attack and was very worried about her safety. She assured me that she was a professional and was okay.
I like going to strip clubs because, like, you see what other people's boobs look like. Because I feel like nowadays, like, girls don't know what real boobs look like. Because, like, 90% of what we see in the media is, like, totally fake boobs.
For porn.
Right. Well, like, totally fake boobs.
Yeah.
Like, it's not normal for, like, nipples to, like, point in the air. Like, it's just not.
Or, like, people
like,
are now...
nipple, like, real boobs, like, point down.
And people are comparing themselves a lot to Kim Kardashian.
And, like, real boobs, like, when they get bigger, when they get big, they the bigger they get, the more downward they get.
They're heavy.
Like, they don't, like, point outward.
When something's heavy, it doesn't point up.
No. I have giant boobs, and they do not point straight ahead.
No. Gravity, man. We learn about this in science class. If you have a watermelon, it's not good. If you put a watermelon in your bra, it is not going to point up.
No, that's not.
Well,
I took it backwards just talking about it.
Okay, back to funny stuff. So to recap,
these girls got butt naked.
The girls got butt naked.
Guys got butt naked, but like they can't kind of tell.
Guys
like,
got butt naked.
There was totally dick like flopping around.
There was face. Dick. It was all flaccid.
I like, didn't directly look.
You didn't directly look?
No, I didn't directly look. I don't even like directly look at home. Like, why am I directly gonna look at a stranger?
Because they want you to.
I just don't think dicks are that great.
I feel like,
especially when they're moving.
When they're. If they. They're putting on a show for you, and they want you to look at their dicks. I feel like it is a courtesy.
I know, I tried to look at their dicks, but, like, I just don't like dick.
But you
balls.
You do, kind of.
I do, but I don't. Like, flopping around, I don't, like, they were all just, like, moving constantly.
You don't like the helicopter in your face?
No.
Woo, 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 woo.
No, I don't.
That's not sexy. It's not a sexy way to approach
it. And they were all, like, bare, like a 11-year-old boy, and, like, I just don't find that sexy either.
Well, if they had giant bushes, you would have freaked out.
I don't know.
You would have been totally fine with that.
I don't know.
If they shoved a pubic bush in your face,
I don't know.
Feel but my like, fro bush.
The bareness was gross.
Maybe there could be a happy medium.
I know. I think I need some bush to know you're, like, a grown-up.
Do you feel the same way about women's bushes? Because all the female strippers had nothing there.
I wouldn't mind female strippers having some bush. I have some bush right now.
Oh, my God! Well, are you, like, a fro? Are you... Welcome,
from.
Gone Wild Audio, to our...
Like, I keep it tidy, but, like, I'm a lazy person.
It's No Shave November, bitches!
Like, it's November, so it's becoming winter. Like, I don't want to shave it all the time, but... I don't know.
You don't know? I'm glad we just told the internet about bushes.
I mean, if you're a grown-ass person, you can have some bush. Like, a little bit.
I've never quite mastered the shaving of shapes or landing strips or...
I never even bothered to try that fancy stuff.
It takes too much time.
I mean, I can shave it all off in like 5 minutes.
I don't know.
But yeah, I've never tried it.
Apparently the stripper secret is to use baby oil?
I don't know.
Not like I was talking to strippers tonight about shaving. Yes, yes I was.
Were you?
Yeah. I did. Talked about all kinds of things. The one guy was saying that a lot of them were wearing their sunglasses throughout the performances because they get super fucked up backstage on hard drugs.
But it's really dark, so who cares? And we're in a strip club, so who
we
cares?
Assume.
And last time I was at a strip club, it was raining.
Do I need to?
No, we're fine.
In a half mile.
In a half mile, turn right on this highway.
Like right now. Okay.
Yeah, this construction.
This construction. Okay. We're signing off. This is 15 minutes long. I'm going to have to edit it.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay, love you.